Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by shipping cheap parts around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Skip the tariff and snag yourself American-made clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Tom Swarbrick on LBC.
It's Friday. It's 10 to 6. It's Tom Swarbrick on LBC, which means only one thing. Galloping like a blooded stallion through the narrow streets of your brain, it's Simon Marks, American Week.
Tom, I am 8,000 miles away from Washington this evening, in Johannesburg, watching the protests on America's university campuses from afar. Here, they have reminded many people of the anti-apartheid demonstrations at U.S. universities that forced American institutions to divest from South Africa in the 1980s and urged President Ronald Reagan to take a tougher line against the apartheid regime. But back in America, there is much talk not of the 1980s, but of 1968, the year that student protests over the Vietnam War convulsed the country and put a stranglehold around the presidency of Democrat Lyndon Johnson. The protests are spreading rapidly, now taking place on campuses from the University of Southern California there in Los Angeles to Emory University in Atlanta. There, faculty members joined the pro-Palestinian demonstrators and were arrested alongside them. Police moved in to try and clear encampments on several university campuses, including the University of Texas in Austin.
UT Austin divest!
UT Austin divest!
From companies complicit!
From companies complicit!
In the Israeli genocide of Gaza!
In the Israeli genocide of Gaza!
Including weapons manufacturers!
Including weapons manufacturers!
They also demanded the release of all detained demonstrators and the dropping of all charges against them. By last night, the protests had reached Washington, D.C., and the campus of George Washington University, where signs reading Zionism is fascism were prominently displayed by demonstrators waving Palestinian flags, including this student, Mahmoud.
This is a movement for a greater liberation. It's a greater liberation movement. And the Zionist state of Israel has been committing ongoing massacres for 7 months now, and this is essentially us demanding that the university partake and uptake, and essentially just having a stand firm against the ongoing violence that they're complicit in. 40-plus universities have taken up in encampments and liberated zones, and what we're seeing also is the Biden administration and the greater administration is really scared for that November vote.
We'll get to Joe Biden's level of fear in a moment, but on that same campus, it is Jewish students who say they are scared. David is one of them.
It makes me and a lot of other Jewish students feel very unsafe, not because they are here, but simply because of what they're saying. Everybody has a right to their own freedom of speech. But when that freedom of speech starts becoming hate speech, that's when it becomes dangerous. And when they're calling for an intifada revolution, they're calling for the death of the Jewish people as a whole. That makes a lot of Jewish students, including myself, feel very unsafe.
At the White House, it is not clear that Biden administration insiders fully understand the scale of fury that exists towards the president's handling of the crisis in the Middle East. The website Politico reported this week that the president himself does not believe the protests will damage his re-election prospects, which seems borderline delusional, given the fact that wherever he goes, protesters heckle him and call him Genocide Joe. Campaigning in Virginia this week, Joe Biden once again tried to thread the needle.
Do you condemn the anti-Semitic protests on college campuses?
I condemn the anti-Semitic protests. That's why I've set up a program to deal with that. I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians.
But by attempting to satisfy everyone, he continues to satisfy no one. And as he expresses concern for the welfare of Palestinian civilians, his own government is simultaneously pressing ahead with fresh weapons shipments to Israel, despite the fact that the State Department has concluded that at least three Israeli military battalions committed gross human rights violations in Gaza. Republicans, by contrast, take a binary approach to the crisis and to the campus protests, and it was expressed by the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Mike Johnson, on a visit to beleaguered Columbia University in New York.
Hamas issued an endorsement statement of the protesters on this campus. They called them the future leaders of America. It is detestable. I'm here to proclaim to all those who gnash their teeth and demand to wipe the state of Israel off the map and attack our innocent Jewish students, this simple truth. Neither Israel nor these Jewish students on this campus will ever stand alone.
It is fair to say that about the last thing the White House needed was an intervention by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, which explains why the Israeli leader decided to deliver one.
What's happening on America's college campuses is horrific. Anti-Semitic mobs have taken over leading universities. They call for the annihilation of Israel. They attack Jewish students. They attack Jewish faculty. This is reminiscent of what happened in German universities in the 1930s. Now, fortunately, state, local, federal officials, many of them have responded differently, but there has to be more. More has to be done.
No, Mr. Netanyahu, it is not anti-Semitic or pro-Hamas to point out that in a little over 6 months, your extremist government has killed 34,000 Palestinians.
That furious response from left-wing Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont put further pressure on the White House to disengage from Netanyahu.
Mr. Netanyahu, do not insult the intelligence of the American people by attempting to distract us from the immoral and illegal war policies of your extremist and racist government. It is not anti-Semitic to hold you accountable for your actions.
What's going on at the college level and the colleges, Columbia, NYU and others, is a disgrace.
Former President Donald Trump commenting on events in that boomy corridor in the New York courthouse where his criminal trial over hush money payments to Stormy Daniels continues.
What's going on is a disgrace to our country. And it's all Biden's fault, and everybody knows it. He's got no message. He's got no compassion. He doesn't know what he's doing. He can't put two sentences together, frankly. He is the worst president in the history of our country.
That reporter's question, what would you do, went entirely unanswered. Trump's prosecutor in New York, he would say his persecutor, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, suffered a terrible defeat yesterday in another case entirely.
Today's legal ruling is a great day for America.
Harvey Weinstein's lawyer, Arthur Adala, after an appeals court overturned the mogul's rape conviction in New York, a case brought by the very same prosecutor currently going after Donald Trump.
It instills in us the faith that there is a justice system, that a judge will sit in her chambers and look at the law and say, I don't care who the defendant is. If it's a former president of the United States or the most storied Hollywood producer of our generation.
He predicted Mr. Weinstein's conviction in California will also be reversed. Me Too campaigners are outraged, including actress Ashley Judd, who has accused the producer of sexual harassment in the late 1990s.
This today is an act of institutional betrayal. I stand shoulder to shoulder with women who have bloody knees, because male sexual violence may knock us down, but we get right back up. And together we are in this struggle for freedom from male entitlement to our bodies.
It has been a pretty heavy week, so let's end on a lighter note, although not necessarily for the White House. Joe Biden was in full cry on the campaign trail earlier this week, telling union members why his support for working Americans over the last 4 years means they should now unambiguously back him.
I see an economy that grows from the middle out and the bottom up, where the wealthy pay their fair share, so we can have child care, paid leave, and so much more, and still reduce the federal deficit and increase economic growth.
And then, reading off a teleprompter, he engaged in a classic Biden gaffe.
Imagine what we can do next. Four more years. Pause.
Four more years. Pause. Four more years.
And with that, Tom, I wish you all a good weekend. Pause.
Are you ready?
From Johannesburg via Washington, D.C., Simon Marks, American Week.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.